The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. Welcome to the ReviewParty.com NASCAR boys takeover. I tell you what, I'm Nathan.
I'm Chunk.
Now I'm not sure what they do on this podcast here, Chunk. Why don't you tell us all about it?
I saw it on a billboard that they read reviews from yon internet. They pontificate.
You telling me boys are allowed to pontificate on the internet these days? I thought the feminists shut that down.
Pontificate, extrapolate, erudiate.
I had some rutabagas the other day. Now, I would write a review about them there. That's what broke me. As the NASCAR boys. Thanks, boys. Okay. As they said, we do reviews. We're going to try a new thing, but I already, we're going to cut that. The NASCAR boys just weren't what we were looking for in the guest host, but we look at reviews from the internet, places like Amazon, Kmart. NASCAR.com, they got reviews. You review the driver or something?
Yeah. Ooh, that diesel smelled good.
It does. I'm one of those weirdos who's taking big whiffs at the gas station. Helps me get through the day. You know what else helps me get through the day?
What's that?
A little pizza. Pizza
Did
from the Hut.
Ooh.
I've got a review for Pizza Hut in De Pere, Wisconsin. This one's open till 11 p.m., if you'd believe it. Diane Ice Mom writes, grease. Puddles of grease. This is the worst thing that I've eaten, and the crappiest customer service. I order pizza from Pizza Hut a few times a month. It's okay. Not epically horrible, like this grease fest. That's a thin crust meat lover's special on the photo. It's so greasy that the fat pooled on the box's bottom and soaked through to the outside. The crust is not crisp, but saturated with this muck. I called the store, talked to the manager, who seemed bored with my complaint. Yeah, that's a greasy pizza. He offered to replace it or give me credit. Then hung up on me when I said credit. No goodbye, just a clunk. I called back to ask him for a refund, and he refused. Hung up on me again. Well, that's a letter to the corporate office, and I'm delighted to write. Never ordering from Pizza Hut again. Update 3/28/18. Manager emailed me over 2 weeks ago, promised to mail me a refund check. Haven't arrived. No mention of improving pizza. Rude night, manager. Update 5/31/18. Pretty sure that refund check isn't coming. A laughing, crying emoji.
Oh my god.
One star. Oh my
god. What? $12.99? What do you want? You need it that bad? You got the credit for a pizza. That's the same thing. They're going to a credit or replace the pizza. What?
And there's Pizza Huts in the area you could take that credit to if
you don't trust them. That night manager. No.
Yeah, that night manager, he doesn't clean. He just lets the grease from the day cake on. I've seen him. He said, "That's good flavor." I've seen him in the back.
Let's do rousey. I gotta check how the muck is doing.
Jennifer, I see you've been working on your browning your muck. I mean, he's touching it. His long night manager fingers.
It's just unnaturally long.
They don't look weird otherwise, just the length. The proportion wise, they're almost it's unsettling how right it looks, but it's obvious it's obviously that they're very long.
It's the better to swirl the muck with.
All the better to dial my beloved Domino's pizza dialer. get the orders from the community.
Are you not expecting a bit of grease when you order chain pizza?
Isn't the hut known as sort of that's the greasy one?
That's the grease. Yeah, you got your pepperoni sort of curled up with a little pool of grease in each one. Yeah, that's why you take the paper towels and napkins. You do a little pat test. You get some of that off. Otherwise, you drip it all over your shirt.
We gotta tell Diane Icemom about the napkin muck removal technique. It's really a game changer. You don't want heartburn? It's better than taking Pepto-Bismol. It's just napkining up the pepperoni cups.
And it's been a while since I had some Pizza Hut, but I don't remember it being a crispy sort of crust. I do remember it being more of a chew type pizza.
It's like a pan, right? It's not quite a Detroit pizza. It's pretty close to a Detroit pizza, actually, I'd say.
It's got that puff crust. It's a chew.
It's a cousin of the Chicago deep dish. It doesn't have that quite that bagel chew, but it's got that sort of donutty, fry bread sort of flavor.
Right. It's kind of okay. Well, maybe I'm thinking Domino's too. But anyway, people are dipping that stuff in ranch. Right. People at Papa John's are pouring garlic butter sauce. A wet pizza isn't always a problem, is what I'm getting at.
No, I like if the delicious sweet sauce has pre-sopped into my dough. That's all I got to say about that.
What does she want? I guess a refund check and an apology. People wanting apologies these days.
$12.90 freaking nine. Is that worth your time?
No.
It's not worth mine.
If you get that thing replaced or you get the store credit, my God, you have won.
No, sometimes, have you ever called to check on a pizza and you're not mad? You're just sort of, want a time frame and it's maybe been a little bit. You just want to make sure everything's all the gears are turning properly on my pizza logistics. And they say, yep, it's coming. They just went out. It should be there in 15 minutes. And then they send you the coupon in the mail anyway. The we're so sorry, have a pizza on us. It's like,
all right.
Did I really seem that upset? I'm so sorry. The point is, it's very easy to get a refund out of these people. These people, what a wild thing to say about Pizza Hut, about out of a chain restaurant like this. Mm-hmm. Pizza Hut, I think, especially. So if they're fighting you on this, you know she's being nice.
She's a bit ornery.
Ice Mom isn't just mean. She likes she's a hockey mom.
I think so. Yeah.
It's like a nickname, like Chuck Liddell, the Iceman. She just is so stone cold.
Oh, she cold as ice.
That's the Ice Mom. All her jackets have a graphic of like a big Hercules mountainside yeti breathing ice.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. An awesome person, a person with an awesome jacket like that shouldn't be complaining about a greasy fast food pizza. I don't think we need to be in Diane's world anymore. You want to take us someplace?
Yeah, I'll take us to Tonya's world. I got a Google review of the Emerald Loop Bar and Grill from Tonya Hart. Here's what Tonya has to say. After being seated around 9 p.m., my sister and I didn't get a waiter or even acknowledged by him until about 20 minutes later. Our drinks came quickly, but we waited another 30 minutes for our appetizers. After they arrived, we were never checked on again, and we wanted to order more drinks. During the wait for our elusive server, another server came from the kitchen, dropped his full tray of food. All of it landed at my feet, except the ranch dressing. The ranch dressing landed on me! Not sure how much he was carrying, but the whole side of my left thigh and left shoe were covered in it. He apologized profusely, and I was given a bar towel to wipe it away. We still hadn't seen our waiter. We decided to go to the hostess to see how we could pay and get the heck out of there when our server magically appeared to check us out. I think he thought we were skipping out on the check. I will never go to this establishment again. The service was terrible and the drinks mediocre. At least they gave me a free extra large side of ranch dressing. Meh emoji. 1 star.
At least it wasn't in your face, hair, mouth.
Cleavage.
Yeah, you know, that ranch cup hits just right and it sort of sloshes upwards into the nostril.
Oh, you smell ranch all day. Like, is that me?
Ma'am, that ranch very well could have ended up deep in your sinus cavity, is all I'm trying to say. It could have been a lot worse.
You could have been smelling ranch for yon weeks.
There could have been a small Legend of Zelda ranch inside of your sinus cavity. Little heroes coming and going. And that doesn't smell good. And that's not hard to clean out. You need to give the hero a quest, you know. It's a whole thing.
All things considered. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it lands on your shoe...
It could have been worse. I mean, but I guess all the funniness aside, I know, you know, you don't come here for comedy, people. You come here for the straight facts. That is an awkward experience when you can't get that waiter to get over to your table.
Yeah. You gotta wonder, like, what's going on there? 9 p.m. at a restaurant. This place I happen to know is open until 2 p.m. and their kitchen stays open late. As the name entails, Emerald Loop Bar and Grill. This is in the loop of Chicago. So there are hotels people need to eat late.
The loop restaurants late in the loop. I don't know. That's got to be a busy place. I wish I just knew how busy it was. I wish I had more context, you know? There's so much in between those 20 and 30 minute gaps. What was happening? Did they just stare at each other quietly?
Yeah. They just,
I don't know. My trust for a waiter would have ran out a long time before that, I feel like.
30 minutes you're waiting, you're not doing the old look around, not going up to the barkeep and be like, our waiter's gone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. At the 30-minute mark, you're entitled to a snap finger, point to the table, what's going on, hand motion in the air, you know?
After little Nicky spills his ranch on, he'd be like, hey, where's your friend? We ain't seen him. Meanwhile, you're dropping buckets of ranch on me. What the heck's going on in this place?
Thought we were going to walk out. I think, ma'am, you're kind of entitled to a walk out at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had walked out and he had stopped you... You could ask. I said, I wanted my bill 30 minutes ago. Where have you been?
Yeah, actually, I was at a bar last weekend, and we got a round of drinks at the table. They came and brought it to the table. It was table service, and then nothing. No, like, how are the drinks? No, you went another round. And when one of my friends went up to the bar, like, okay, we're trying to pay. What's the name on the tab? We didn't give one. We're that table over there. Like, oh, right. You're this check. And he looked at the computer and saw that it was unknown. They're just like, somebody's ordering these drinks. We may as well put a tab for the mystery diner. But we were close to when the service is like that. Just get the heck out of here. You don't care about me. I don't care about you.
Forgotten about, at some point you're obligated to forget about the check, I think. There's a no harm, no foul that happened clause that happens after like 30 minutes.
I skipped out on some Jenny's ice cream. Not that that's a big, large dine and dash, but I was getting treated to Jenny's ice cream. I was standing by the checkout and my companion was like, wait here, I'm going to go check upstairs for tables. And I was like, did you pay? Well, I don't know. And the guy at the register was checking out other people, and then he just left. I'm like, well, I'm standing here with ice cream in my hand. I know I didn't pay, but this man isn't stopping me, so.
Right. There's a certain plausible deniability going on.
I stood there.
Yeah, you know, if someone had come up to you and say, hey, you going to pay for that ice cream? You said, I've been trying.
I typically do.
Yeah, and I was working on it, but it didn't seem like a priority, so I took care of myself. If the workers aren't worried about you, then I'm sorry. You know, at some point, it helped them help you by help by just leaving, just going to another place. There's another bar. That's a long time to wait for some service.
Uh-huh.
If all that's to be true, if we have all the evidence in place, I guess we can believe that. Anything else to say about this situation?
Nah. I wish I saw it. That's all.
Yeah, I wish I'd sit there the whole time watching, just with binoculars two tables away.
While getting, like, impeccable service.
Bottle service. A little show of stuff's coming out with sparklers stuck in it. Big plates with the big lids on top. Pigs with fruit in their mouth. This is one I left from last week. I don't really remember anything about it. I'm going to trust my past self and say it's funny, and I'm going to read this Amazon review of the Bedalite Satin Silk Pillowcase for Hair Skin. Navy pillowcase cases, standard size set of 2-pack. Super soft pillowcase with envelope closure, 20x26 inches. It's a satin pillowcase. Let's hear it from Lex. Good for the price, he titles it. The satin pillowcase, while not boasting the highest quality, pleasantly surprised me with their value considering the price. I initially bought them for my spare bedroom, and they serve their purpose quite well. While they might lack the luxurious feel of higher-end satin pillowcases, they are smooth and comfortable to sleep on. They've held up decently after multiple washes, and the color has stayed true, which is impressive considering the cost. For a spare bedroom or as an economical option, these pillowcases are a reasonable choice, providing a touch of comfort and a sleek appearance without breaking the bank. 4 stars.
What kind of weird sexo man get satin pillowcases?
That's what it really... thank you so much. Because I think that reviews... Having reason for bringing it is the crutch that... Is it kind of weird to have satin pillowcases?
Guest room too. Hey, thanks for stopping. Thanks for coming over. This is a sexy guest room.
You are validating me so much right now. Imagine going in a guest room and there's satin pillowcases.
Oh, you found a little trail of rose petals or something.
Ugh. If I'm staying at a homie's house and you have. A guest room is already such a luxury.
That's super nice. Yeah.
I do not mind a night on the couch. I embrace it. It sounds fun. It sounds comfy.
Mm-hmm.
But a guest room, that's luxurious enough. Hey, just make it very, the homier, the better. And satin is not.
That's a step in the wrong direction.
That is like Love Hotel. Is there a heart-shaped hot tub in the room, too?
Put a quarter in this little slot over here.
There's a Bible in the bedside table.
That's just weird. You gotta like wonder. Then you're looking for cameras and stuff.
Ooh. Oh, right. It's so hard not to consider the pornographic connotations of a satin pillowcase in an empty room for you.
Oof.
let me say, I don't know. You do this for items that don't have like really ridiculous thumbnails, but let me just send you the picture of this pillowcase. Even that, I think, is adding to the effect of the...
Do we know what color he ordered? Because he's very pleased with the color not fading.
There's a lot of colors here. Right? I hope we can see.
Oh.
So there's the pillowcase. Here's the color swatch. Let me go back and check the review.
Oh.
He ordered coral. We do know he ordered coral. Let me grab that for us.
Man, I don't know. Unless you're like a really pretty, pretty girl, I don't think you should have this pillowcase. Unless you're a princess.
The only proper context for this pillowcase is one of those princess beds with a freaking canopy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we got coral. Oh, super nice. No. Matt, let me send you the same thumbnail with our gentleman's color, and let me see just what show you just what kind of coral he purchased.
Oh, nipple colors. It's the color of a tongue.
We got areola pillowcase, people.
Oh, yeah, that is way too fleshy. Just lay your head down on that big hunk of soft flesh.
It literally looks like processed ham. You could slice it and it would have that sort of give.
Oh, God.
Ham is. Yeah, when I'm sleeping at someone else's house, I do not want a silky feeling.
It's not what I want. I don't.
Face.
That the preparation just it disconcerts me too much. I don't want you to have planned that well for me. That you purchased something. I want, like, hey, here's this quilt with dogs on it. It's my mom's.
Oh, yeah. Right. The eclectic mishmash of various hand-me-downs that you've collected
this, like,
from your lifetime.
This slightly denim-ish cover. This big, heavy blanket.
Relatively comfortable blanket I don't use much, but would never throw out because it's a nice blanket with some sentimental value that sits on the back of this chair all year. You can use this tonight.
Oh, sweet. Thanks. Yeah.
Or I think the ideal, the true, like, hometown heartwarming luxury is sort of a made bed out of a closet, sort of a tackle box of comfort in a closet form.
Those closet linens.
Oh. Right. There's blankets of different kinds. There's quilt comforters, pillows, and artisanally, sort of in my mind, you know, the sleepo. I'm a teenage boy. This kid's loving parent is artisanally choosing the best pillow, the warmest quilt, the nicest comforter to put underneath the makeshift bed.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Get that extra pad.
Yeah, they don't even have to think about it. They have years of experience with this stuff, not some sterile nipple-colored satin pillowcase from Amazon.
We got the silks and the satins, man. Ready for you.
The Amazon guy comes out of the... comes out of the big blue van in a fucking hazmat suit to deliver this.
He's got a strange look on his face. Like, this is kind of special label on here. This tells me you're a sicko.
The old Buffalo Bill satin pillowcase. Yeah, there's a bit on the bedside table next to the alarm clock is just a Costco vat of lotion.
I was thinking, Lubriderm or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What's like a nice old lady brand of lotion?
What's it? Gold Bond? Maybe
Jergens.
That's old Jergens. There you go. The cherry almond scent.
Yeah, just like the like restaurant kitchen ketchup jug with the pump on top size of lotion. I know it's a bit dry in there, so
I put out some potpourri though.
If you know, I left out some big fuzzy socks for if you put the Jergens on and then put the socks on. Oh, will your feet be soft in the morning?
Oh God! There's some essential oils there in the bedside table. It helps me relax.
Not to take us out of this good bit, but No one always makes me laugh about essential oils.
What's that?
Essential for what? Who can say what? I haven't had any of that shit my whole life. What am I missing out that's so important? Shelter.
If I have to speak like a true Virgo and be logical, 100%,
tell me.
My guess is that it's the essence of whatever it is, and that's where the essential is.
This oil is essential to vanilla.
It is the essence of vanilla.
If you go into vanilla and take out what this is, it wouldn't.
It's just a strange yellow smush.
You couldn't call that vanilla anymore. Essentially. Okay, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, we're definitely definitely break time.
Yeah, let's break.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Row, Row, Row. You know what that sound means, right?
That's when owners attack. That's when
owners
me?
Attack. Yeah. What's that, Matt? I'm glad you asked, class. That's the segment where we find reviews where there are owner responses. Now, oftentimes, if you're looking at, I don't know, crumble cookies or nothing bundt cakes or Buffalo Wild Wings, you'll get some corporate carbon copy cookie cutter copy paste. We're sorry we didn't meet your expectations. You can reach us at blowme.org.
Don't go there, folks.
Don't go there. Probably not. But when these are like local mom and pop stops, restaurants and businesses that are someone's life and livelihood, there's a bit of extra flavor in the owner responses. And that's what we're going to look at today. Sometimes we take the side of the reviewer. Sometimes we take the side of the owner. Hey, let's find out which side of the... Sometimes everyone sucks.
Yeah, and either way, we delight in the bloodshed and the carnage. If we don't have the Roman Colosseum in 2024, we can't unleash lions on somebody, but we can read mad owners, business owners, yell at each other on the internet.
Indeed. And today I have brought Mary's Morning Mix-Up, a breakfast restaurant in Brookfield, Illinois.
Is this a brunchy type place?
It's a brunchy type place. Mm. And some of the reviews are like, if you say it's your first time there, they give you like free little donut holes. Sounds great.
I love a hole. If it's from a donut, even better.
Let me see. Just want to organize. I want to make sure I'm going in the proper, you know. I want things to escalate.
Right. You need to climax the falling action. The delightful finish.
Oh. Okay.
I finished delightfully.
I'm going to start with this review from Darwin Vasquez. These are Google reviews, if I didn't say, of Mary's Morning Mix-Up. Darwin writes, veggie burger, not good. 1 star.
Aw.
He's straight to the point. Response from owner. Response from owner. I am sorry you did not like it, but we had tested over 15 different kinds. The one we picked, everyone loves. ... Sorry. ...
Maybe that's a little much. I don't want to write making lines in the sand. I would have just replied and said,
Sorry you didn't like it.
I don't believe you. That's what these owners should be doing.
That works.
Why are you lying to me?
Yeah, that one feels like maybe a bit defensive.
Yeah, someone else was really ripping into their veggie burger that morning, and they just couldn't, you know. My vegetable burger. I raised from a vegetable child.
But if they really did test 15 varieties, good on them. It's hard to find a good veggie burger.
I feel like that's low for a restaurant.
Okay, well then. Five.
No, I didn't mean to just crush you like that, but what if it had been 16?
Maybe that'd been the one. All right, moving on. Here is a review from Mona Jimenez Jaimez. Mona writes, "We had a negative dine-in experience. We felt rushed to place our order from the start. Our waiter didn't know the day's specials. We came in for breakfast/lunch. I ordered chilaquiles. They were served with baked beans, which were cold, and tasted from a can. And the rice was not Mexican. It was rice pilaf, I believe. I forgot there are some typos in this that I'm going to... I already corrected negative to negative, but I'm not going to correct all of these because of this next sentence. My daughter ordered Mackie Mouse pancakes. They failed to make it look like Mickey Mouse. We also ordered fresh squeezed juice. It tasted generic. Again, not like freshly squeezed juice like they promoted on the menu. I do not recommend. It's very expensive, too. 1 star. You want to respond or you want the response?
There's some stuff I can say, but let's just hear that. Okay. Let's hear that
response from owner. Mona, I am very sorry this didn't satisfy your taste buds. Everyone loves our chilaquiles. Please give us another chance. Smiley emoji.
I like that. I like that reply a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, actually, I think chilaquiles, that's one of our signature items. I'm sorry it didn't go well. Give us another shot, Smiley. Because at some point, there's only so much you can say, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I think the copy and paste stuff, it's not justified, but it's like, for a place of that size, it's kind of a necessary evil.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, like, this is a nicer way to just not fight against that evil darkness. Just to be like, I like it, smiley face.
Yeah, it's not too much. It's not too defensive like the other one was. That's just right. Give us another chance. I always like that. Let us make it right.
I think it's very nice. And maybe they, you know, if they reach out with a coupon to give them another chance, that's even better, right?
Word. Moving on, we have this review from Gemma Brandy. Gemma writes, "We are loyal customers of this breakfast joint. All through COVID, we carried out again and again to support this local business, especially the employees. This place is convenient and the food is good. However, there has been a gradual diminishing of the size of the pancakes. Next time, will it be silver dollar pancakes? It's disappointing. Why, Mary? 3 stars.
I just want to say, I feel like that's low. Silver dollar pancakes? You can't just say that. I feel like that's like as insulting about a pancake as you can be. You know, that's really
my honor.
Right, yeah, it better be bad if you're saying some wild shit like that.
Call my pancakes my flapjacks silver dollar.
You might as well piss on my grandmother's grave, you monster.
Response from owner. Not sure what you're ordering, but if you order a side of pancakes, they are smaller versus a short stack. It would also be nice if you could address it to me while you're there so I can see it and fix it. But I appreciate your loyalty and continued support. Remember, we are not perfect. As I always say, we are human. We all try very hard to do the best we can every day."
It's clear that I think that's the nice thing. People are, I think, going to value that more and more. There's nothing robotic about these responses. Mm-hmm. She's not even checking with a manager or a regional manager or you know, running some spell check or AI to make it nicer. This owner's words at you. You know, yeah. Take them or leave them.
Yeah.
And I think that's good.
All right, I've got one more. This is a review from Adam Hatch. Adam writes, I ordered takeout for lunch and went with the chicken noodle soup and chicken wings. The bill came to $32. I couldn't believe it. The prices in the restaurant do not match their website. The chicken noodle soup was really good, but at these obscene prices, I have no inclination of coming back. 1 star.
I'm gonna save my biting comment.
Okay. Response from owner. Adam, I'm sorry this happened to... I'm guessing there should be a you there. But I'm not sure what it is that you ordered. I've gone through all our tickets and checked with my staff and chef. Nobody has ordered wings in the last 6 months. We would really appreciate it if you called the restaurant and give us an opportunity to fix whatever the problem was instead of going on Yelp and complaining. Please, in the future, call the businesses instead of complaining on Yelp. You have a great day. We hope to see you soon.
He made a critical mistake. Who orders chicken noodle soup and chicken wings?
It's inconceivable.
I would never. That is like a total... a doppelganger, you know, some sort of a beast trying to live among the humans wrote that review.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps a ghost.
Yeah, that it's uncanny.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery around this restaurant. There's nothing very ghostly about any of the other, but I had a sense of it. There's an aura to this place, I guess.
What I think stands out the most is not just that the owner went and checked all the tickets to see if anybody had ordered chicken wings.
And I think that's very considerate of her. Just you don't get that kind of – McDonald's ain't going on that kind of goose chase for a freaking review on Yelp or whatever. Google.
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I think that's great. But you're saying sorry.
To then admit, no one's ordered chicken wings in 6 months. Like, are you just sitting on some frozen wings back there, or what?
Sure. Where, you know, if no one's ordering wings, how's it cozy up on that menu?
Yeah, maybe take that off. Don't let us in on that little secret.
Maybe it's the type of item where they use. They can use parts from other popular dishes.
Sure, it's
kind of
like chicken tenders that they just cut up and then throw in some sauce.
Yeah. But if it's boneless wings. That is very funny. admitting, you know, in a roundabout way, but with your whole chest. No one orders our goddamn chicken wings, bro.
And neither did you, according to the papers.
It's like the world that the Coca-Cola CEO imagines, where like you walk into a grocery store and the Pepsi half of the soda aisle is just filled with cobwebs and 2 inches thick of dust, and the Coke side of the aisle is a utopia with fountains and a line out the door.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that with the chicken wings in the fridge. It's just like a sad, dusty, spidery-filled corner.
Little skeleton over there. Or a little bug goes.
Yeah, you pull off the sauce tossing dish and you blow it cinematically. All the dust comes off. You have to put a bowl of similar weight where it sat, or else the booby traps. Okay, is that all we got?
That's all we got. I think. We come down on the owner's side this time, it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, I like that it was sort of a grab bag of responses. We got to see a full swath of this owner's feelings. But sounds like a stand-up establishment to me, and I didn't even hear a good review for them. And, you know, at this point, if I go order some side pancakes and they come out like silver dollars, I would just be impressed. It'd take me back to fifth grade. Getting those. You get hot lunch pancakes and they're just those little discs.
Hey, I'll take it.
You know what I'm going to take? This review for Stratego Dude. From Amazon.
Let's go.
The full Amazon listing is Jumbo Stratego. original strategy board game to players ages 8 and up. If you don't know, Stratego is a game, I don't know, it's sort of in the same genre of Risk, right?
Yeah, yeah, Risk enjoyers are there's a Venn diagram, there's a crossover there.
It's sort of like Risk meets checkers meets poker, because you can't, the way the pieces face, you can only, the player can only see their own pieces and what they do. You just sort of see generic blocks. They're generic from the one side. So once the pieces hit each other, then you turn them and see who's stronger, who wins. I guess war? It's a lot like...
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that the card game war, except you get to move the pieces around. Oh. Anyway, fun strategy game, as yes. Matt's reaction did plenty to tell. Yeah. Eric G. Hall, let's listen to his review. Numbers on playing pieces too small. The most important aspect of the game is the numbers on the playing pieces. Why make the numbers so small that you cannot see them when playing the game? I would accept a small picture on the piece to make room for a bigger number. The number is located in the upper left corner. Yes, they give you a number for each unit on the game board, but it would be better on each game piece. Last time I played this game was around the mid-70s. When I was a boy, my son, 12, picked up the rules to the game very quickly, and we had a good time playing it. Other than the small numbers, I do prefer the castle wall pieces from the 70s versus the rook-style round pieces it comes with now. 3 stars.
It's got an eBay. You can find it. Come on, dude. Come on, old Come man. On.
Yeah, get him.
Get some glasses, old man. Get some bifocals.
Beat him up. Push him in the dirt. Tell him.
Oh, I'll play you at Stratego Go, which is it? I don't remember.
I think it's Stratego. Me and Pops always said Stratego, but Stratego. Who knows?
Stratego, go on.
Yeah. In Illinois, and down in Illinois, see also saying Stratego.
I think it's Go. I just
me and my boy Joe. He's real good at strategics.
Man. The pictures should tell you what they are enough. Like,
I didn't even think of your point of go to eBay and get an old version. I agree. You know, there's I'm gonna look right now. I'm gonna look right now, and I'm not gonna edit this, viewers. I'm gonna show you in real time. I'm clicking going. Over. Oh, go and Matt, tell
like,
me.
Like, if you want another father son bonding experience, why didn't you get like? Maybe your wife has a Cricut machine, and you can make your own little labels and stick them on there. You can use get a couple of X-Acto knives, go down in the basement, X-Acto that stuff out, X-Acto those joints, and stick them on there. Say, hey, look at this. We made our own labels with our house colors. We're father and son.
We love this game, but we don't like this logistical piece of it. You know what we could do? To really make some memories around this game is make it our own. That's make the pieces. That's genius. Mm. Yeah, whether it's a little label maker, a little sticker maker, and just making clearer numbers for them. You know what? That reminds me. That just confirms we're better than these people, Matt. Mm-hmm. Because in one summer in college, I wanted to teach my dad how to play shogi. Which is Japanese chess, you might know it as. And they're sort of, I guess, flat little blocks, little square pieces. You know what they're like. But for the audience, how would you describe those? Like little shillings?
Yeah.
But there's a blockness to it. They're not just flat like a piece of paper. So on the bottom, on the foot of them, I wrote their, I almost said American chess. That's so fucking ignorant. I hate what they've done to us in public school, Matt. But that aside, traditional chess, or chess as we call it, I just wrote like the piece equivalents, like, oh, this is like a pawn. I wrote a little P. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is like a rook. I wrote a little R. And that way You know, I could play with my dad without the sort of headache of having to tell him what every piece does every time and mm-hmm. messing up his strategy. It's that easy, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's just that easy.
Oh, and by the way, to that little aside I had, by the time Matt was on saying yes, I looked, you can see exactly what the pieces are like in the third thumbnail. The third thumbnail. And if you don't, I mean, I guess you don't know you don't like it that much until you get it. But yeah, get a set from eBay. Make a set with your kid. The power is in your hands. The power of fun. Make a podcast where you play Stratego. I bet that exists.
That'd be really fun.
Stratego podcast.
I played. There's like electric Stratego. Like the board is supposed to know what the pieces are.
Oh, like those fancy kind of battleship sets?
Yeah, it's like, you get out of there. It knocks your piece over. It's pretty wild.
It would be cool to play a Stratego game where it has that sort of Jumanji, the pieces move with magnets going on.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Man, I played my college girlfriend in Stratego when we were in college. Mm. And I had some like excellent bait and switch. Like I was going out, like I had a decoy, and then I had a strong guy behind him. I don't remember how I did it, but like she fell right into my trap, and I was like,
"The old the crab walker strategy, where you just send a line of dudes endlessly."
I don't remember what it was like a nine with a two behind him or something like that, or it was like the spy with the two behind him.
Yeah, didn't the spy only like. The spy died to bombs. That game's crazy.
Yeah, man.
When we meet up, we need some review parties, Stratego.
Let's do
on
it.
On or off cam. Cam. You know, we don't have cameras. I'm all mixed up.
I'm all sixes and sevens.
Starting as my alter ego. I don't even remember his name. The NASCAR boy really threw me for a loop this episode. Do you got a quick one?
In Ep 1? I do.
Yeah, we could do it a little quicker.
Yeah. I've got a review that was sent to us by friend of comedy, friend of Lord Jesus, friend to animal and humankind, Eric, also friend of the show. This is an Amazon review for Slim Fast, one word, Cappuccino Delight, 88 fluid ounce, 3 per case, is bottles of Slim Fast.
Cappuccino flavor.
Cappuccino flavor. Nice. Michael Bourne titles his review, makes your pee smell like Sugar Smacks cereal.
I was drinking water. Oh, my God.
And he writes, makes your pee smell like Sugar Smacks cereal. I thought I had diabetes when I was drinking this flavor shake. One star.
I don't know if it's good or bad. He thinks it's bad.
Yeah, I would take that any day. My guy, have you smelled pee regularly?
Right, there's certainly worse things for your pee to be smelling like.
I don't want pee to smell like pee.
Sugar Smack cereal?
It's the best.
So I gotta get me some of this.
My body's waste products smelled wonderful? Wow, right. What a charmed life.
Is the turn of phrase not, they think your shit smells like roses?
Yeah.
If a person's shit really smelled like roses, that means they'd be pretty awesome.
They'd be well off.
I'd be doing charity work every trip to the grocery store.
People would be standing in line just to use the bathroom after them. Ooh.
Oh, please go first. I want. Oh. I love your scent.
You warm the seat up for me.
You're standing in line for a bathroom. You let out a hot, loud fart. And people get excited. People start talking.
There's a
buzz across the crowd.
That's how we fix the transportation system in this country. Because if subways and subway vestibules start smelling
like farts,
if they smell like Sugar Smack cereal
instead of farts,
stale urine. Yeah, I'd be using the train. Everybody be using the train.
You're saying we gotta solve world hunger and the smell of big cities at the same time.
Yeah.
Get this cappuccino slim fast to the displaced people of the world.
Get it in every single hand.
I think our ozone layer would be repaired very quickly as
no
well.
No doubt.
Nice cappuccino sugar smack cereal layer up there. Oh, wow. The full weight of the review is still hitting me, I think.
Yeah, to not even touch on the weird, I thought I had diabetes when I was drinking this.
That's people with diabetes don't have sugary piss, dude.
I'm pretty sure that's a wild statement.
Oh man, I was scrubbing my armpits the other day and the soap got so foamy I thought I had tinnitus, dude.
What? You're just saying things, man.
Man, I bit an orange the other day. I thought it tasted like an apple. I swore I had lupus.
Yeah, Michael, yeah.
Right, you don't talk to that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. Oh, that just like a specter that brought back the memory of someone who was on the college track team. He would just complain. I don't want to run today.
The door is over there, dude. Tell the coach.
We're on the track team. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're just saying things so people look at you and hear you right now.
Matt, I got to tell you, I hate the idea of running long distances every day. And guess what? I wasn't on the track team with you, was I?
No, you weren't. Funny how that works out.
I like the idea of being, you know, performing and doing comedy. And I was on the improv team with you. What do you know? I mean, was he good?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, that's crazy. I should have been on the track team, dude. That was free. That would have been free scholarship. I didn't even have to be good.
We didn't get money. We got Costco muffins every now and then.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys got
worth it.
Academic scholarships. Well, mate, you probably didn't. You missed out because you came as just a smart kid.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you should have came as an athlete and been like, I'm not sure. And they're like, oh, we just looked at your grades. We just found this extra academic scholarship money.
That's right, you did.
That's right, coach. There's only one coach, Carthage coach, I can picture.
Okay.
The giant football coach. That man had to eat so much meat. Anyway, that's reviewparty.com. I think that was a good place to end. Thanks for making it to the end of this one, guys.
Real ones.
Real ones club. Welcome, welcome. Real ones, I bet you want to know that we got new episodes every Tuesday. That's right, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. And if you want to have a funny review on those Tuesdays, just like Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
You can send it into reviewparty.com@gmail.com, include your name, you can throw your credit, send a link, send a screenshot, whatever you got to do with those reviews, we'd appreciate it.
If you want to reach out to us on social media, you can find us at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok. You can find us at reviewpartypod on Twitter/X. Send us things there, like us, follow us, be like, ooh, what are the boys up to? What are they posting? Ooh, that's from that episode that I listened to. Ooh, wow. Or go to our website, reviewparty.com, where you can read the blog, where you can find a new listening platform if yours is dying. If you got that sad, sad email, oh, we're shutting down, sorry, thanks for being faithful listeners, then find yourself a new home to listen to us, because we're on all the places. Just look at the blue of our website. Sometimes you need to calm down by looking at lots of blue. You can do that at reviewparty.com.
That's what those Italian guys are talking about in that techno song. But you want to talk? Hear some real lyrics, some real stuff, not being Abadida Badai. You want to talk about the Nosebleeds. They let us use their song, Bread for Breakfast, as our theme song. You've heard it throughout the episode. And let me tell you, That song's amazing, right? Psh.
Yeah.
Not even their best track.
Psh.
Yeah. Go on Spotify. Check them out. Nosebleeds. One word. Man, I got a finisher.
Hit me.
Grab this one from rateyourmusic.com. Dude. It is a review for Blink-182 self-titled album. Blink-182. This review is from Another New Day. They write, "It's the best collection of well-written love songs since Sinatra's Song for Swingin' Lovers, 5 stars.